Blog Talk Radio.
Glory, glory be to God. This is your host, Evangelist Lady Radcliffe, coming to you live on Hope or Glory Blog Talk Radio. I thank you all for tuning in on my topic today. I'll be talking about is being watchful in this season. We have to always be prepared to allow ourselves to hear from God and to always be ready in season and out of season. But we know the enemy comes to and for seeking who he may devour. When we talk about watchful, being watchful in this season, don't you know the enemy comes to destroy, to kill? But God said, I come to give life and to give life more abundantly. People of God, we're in a season to have an open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days. I want to talk about being watchful because it's very important that we be watchful in this season. But before we talk about that, we're going to take a break and allow you to listen to the broadcast with music. Amen. I don't know if it may play or not, but I don't think that it working today. But praise God for anyway. We're going to just go into the reading scripture. Praise God. Amen. And the reading scripture says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not ourselves. We are his people and his sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his court with praise, for unto him. And bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth is endured to all generations. Well, you heard it for yourself that God is moving tremendously in this season when we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. In order to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you have to be watchful in this season. You have to allow God to do the works that is required to do as he allow you to be at your post, being a good steward. A good steward is a faithful steward that stands out for God's glory, that don't compromise with evil devices, but that will continue to walk in the order of God's provision for their life, to be upright in the things of God, is to live holy, holy beyond measure. When we talk about being watchful stewards of God, you have to know that the enemy comes to rob you of your joy. But did not the word of God say, the joy of the Lord is our strength? So you have dominion, my God, to take hold of the stronghold that tries. I said try to defeat you, but you have the power. The Bible declare you have the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing by any means shall harm you. You have the power, God said, to defeat those negative things that try to come into your ear gate. You have the authority to cancel it out. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, because he has given you the power of wisdom to rebuke every devout, evil spirit of deception that tried to enter into your ear gate. You have the power as a good steward, as a watchman, to rebuke the devils that tries to come near your ear gate. People of God, let's just go into the word when it says Luke 21 and 36. It says, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen. Talking about in these latter days. And that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. And when what God is saying in Luke 21, you should always pray and watch. So, because if you're praying and you watch, you allow yourself to escape all what is happening all around you, evil spirits, demonic forces. You will be able to escape that because of you was awakened, you was prepared because you was a watchful steward. You prayed in season and out of season. Praise God. And when you stand before the man of God, Son of God, you want to have a pure heart, a clean heart, and a rightful spirit. Did not it tell us in the book of Psalms? Praise God, 51 and 10, Lord, create in me a clean, clean heart. Renew within me a rightful spirit. You always want your spirit to be rightful in the things of God. Three things that God operates as a good steward, as a watchman, is that you should always, my God, you should always walk in truth. You should always walk in righteousness. Because those things would allow you to embrace the benefits of God's grace, which is his favor, increase, blessings beyond measure, when you walk upright in the things of God, which is dealing with truth, righteousness, and holiness. We don't want to leave our holiness. Holiness is one thing of living a lifestyle that pleases God as a good watchman, as a good steward. Glory be to God. God does not want you to be in a spiritual coma. You know, sometimes we can abort or delay the process of us going forward when we are in a spiritual coma. We're not being awakened. We are sleeping. We are sleeping and delaying the process that God has in store for you. God said, now it's time to be awakened. It is time to watch as a good steward. Praise God. God said, be watchful in this season. Don't allow anyone to get you out the will of God. In this season, it's important that you stay connected to God's grace. You stay connected to God's favor. You stay connected to God's increase in your life. You don't want to lack any of God's prosperity by being disobedient, not having an open ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. In this season, you be mindful, ready to rebuke all the evil devices, all those strongholds that tries to keep you bound. But God said, I have given you the power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm you. So God has given you the authority. You have the master key of the authority to close those doors that try to invade in your space. Got you. I'm giving you the ability to cast it down, rebuke it, send it back to the piece. I'm giving you the power and authority to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. In Mark 13 and 33, glory be to God, and it let us know. And it says, take ye heed and watch. So you have to take ye heed and watch and pray, for you know not when the time comes. So that's why one important thing, you must be awakened, because you know not when the time will come when the Son of Man, the Son of God, will arrive back to the earth, to the plantation of this earth. So you always want to, what, again, pray and watch. It, you know, that is the main thing, to be awakened in season. And to watch is to study his word. Allow God to mentor you into higher heights of wisdom in this season. And to pray the protection of God's grace all around you. So those things that you would continue to do until the Son of Man come back, glory be to this plantation, which is called earth. Amen. Let's look at in the book of Luke again. Luke is a very interesting, you know, part of the Bible. You know, it brings you to a new healing. You know, I hear the Spirit of the Lord is saying, when we go in the book of Luke. But let's go into 18 chapter. And we're going to start from the very beginning, which would be verse 1. Praise God. And it says, and he said a parable unto them to this end. Talking about Jesus. So Jesus said a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint. When you pray, don't give up. Don't give up hope when you pray. You must continue to stand as a watchman and all, you know, to be ready in season and out of season. You don't want to give up. Glory be to God. Because when you pray, again, God will send down his protection and he will heal. And he will heal whatever your heart desires. For we must declare and decree everything that whatever the devil has so stolen from you from the past, that it be restored 100 times towards your future. Praise God, praise God. God is so good, people of God. When we study ourselves to show ourselves approved unto, not to man, but unto God, for he is worthy to be praised. Let's go into Luke 20 and 35. It says, but they which shall be accountable, worthy to obtain that world, a resurrection from the dead, neither marry, not are. I'm sorry, we must go into the book of Mark, I believe, people of God. And I guess we can close it out in the book of Mark. Glory be to God. We bind and rebuke the adversary. God gets the glory out of everything we say and everything that we do when we contain the word of God that's spoken. But it was Luke. But I think what happened, I think it got thrown off key. But anyway, we thank God for the word. We thank God that we know the importance, you know, as key holders, of an authority agent, to know that we have the power to thread over serpents and scorpions, you know, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy shall harm us, knowing that we give no glory to the flesh, but we always give glory to the Holy Spirit, which will continue to teach us all things and bring all things back into remember. Glory be to God in having the word imparted in you, for great is he that is in me than he that is in this world. But know that as a good watchman, as a good steward, that we continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Well, I pray that you've been blessed, people of God. Tune in with Hope of Glory online radio hosted by Prophetess Lady Evangelist Radcliffe. I pray that you've been blessed, and God bless, and God bless.